Skye hitched the baby higher on her hip, and her purse slid down her arm, dangling on her wrist like a wrecking ball. It was so filled with diapers, wipes, toys, and plastic containers of Cheerios, it weighed as much. The 6 shopping bags layered up to the elbow of her other arm didn't help her fumble for the car keys. Nor did the baby snatching her sunglasses off her face at that moment. "Finley's?" her daughter said, smashing the glasses onto her own face. Skye blinked against the blinding sun as she fought her way across the parking lot, laden like a pack mule. Sure, the use of a shopping cart would benefit her in many ways, but in this part of town, she had to be careful of so many things. If she left her car unlocked or her purse inside while she returned a cart to the corral, she'd be screwed. And lately, she couldn't count on her scattered brain to remember all the steps. Her breath came faster as she felt the effects of hauling too much to the car. Finley dropped her sunglasses. "Shit," Skye muttered. "Shit," Finley cried. A lady loading groceries into her car shot Skye a dirty look. Skye shot it right back. "You could take 10 steps to help a struggling mother." Carefully, she bent. Baby, purse, bags all tipped forward, and she almost launched headfirst into the asphalt. Using her index finger, she hooked the glasses. With one more thing to concentrate on, not dropping, she straightened. Thud, 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 thud. What the? Something rolled against the toe of her cowgirl boot. A bag had ripped and her purchases were falling out. Great. She wanted to scream some other choice words, but couldn't risk a filthy-mouthed baby. Finley was already experimenting with new ways to say shit, stretching her mouth and pitching her voice louder. There was no help for the lost cans. She must plow forward. But what if they were cans of Finley's favorite soup? Skye looked around. Fuck, they were. A groan of frustration burst from her, and adrenaline flooded her system. She shot forward, hauling ass to the car with her 100 pounds of kid and junk. "Miss, you dropped some cans," the lady at her car called. "Why don't you pick them up for me?" she growled. 10 more steps. 8. The purse banged her thigh and Finley kicked a fat leg, knocking the sunglasses from her precarious grip. "Fuck it," Skye said. "Fuck it." Thank God they'd made it to the car. Skye fought with the key fob, then the door. Finally, she had her daughter in the car seat and tossed the groceries on the floor, not even caring that the bread was squished on the bottom of the pile. She turned back to see the lady she'd snapped at coming forward with her sunglasses and the can she'd left behind. Skye felt like an ass for snapping at her. A hot flush climbed her throat and burned her cheeks. "I'm sorry I spoke to you that way," the lady smiled. "No need, dear. I would have helped sooner. But you know you can't abandon your cart in this parking lot, or it will disappear." She handed Skye the cans and glasses. "I appreciate it. Sometimes a young mother just needs an extra hand. You've got a beautiful daughter there. Good luck." The lady walked off. Skye turned to the open car door and looked at Finley's face. The humidity had made her cherubic golden curls turn into corkscrews on her forehead. When she looked at Skye, she grinned. Her green eyes turned up on the corners just like her father's. "I poop." Tipping her head up to the azure sky, Skye counted to 10. For a week, she'd been trying to get Finley on the potty. Her mom said it was futile. The child wasn't ready. Letting her soil her pants now seemed like 10 steps back. But no way in hell was Skye spending time in the grocery store restroom with her toddler. She stowed the cans in the car, slid her sunglasses back onto her face, and closed the rear door. When she sank into the driver's seat, she tried for several more calming breaths. Her arms felt like jelly after carrying too much weight, and she wanted a cold shower and a glass of something on the rocks. Hours and hours till bedtime. Was it terrible that she just wanted a break? She'd been doing everything on her own since Booker had screwed up their marriage. She didn't even know where he was working. Just grateful he was regular about child support. If he were here, things would be so much easier. As she backed out of the parking space and headed toward home, that familiar deep ache for her ex bloomed in her chest.